KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 57 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high around 71. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. In the news, a woman living in an apartment on West 6th Street in Atlantic suffered first and second degree burns to her hand and leg while trying to put out a fire Sunday morning. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese told KJAN News that they received word around 9:45 a.m. that there was a fire in an upstairs apartment at 304 West 6th Street.
Upon arrival, had a victim upstairs that had suffered some burns to her hand or leg. A lot of smoke in the apartment. The fire was out. Done some investigation. There were a lot of candles burning up there. She at this moment is saying it was a candle that caused it. I'm not really sure how it did it. It's purely accidental, it looks like, at this point.
The apartment's occupant, 42-year-old Angela Jo Hillhouse, was transported by medevac ambulance to the Cass County Hospital for treatment and later released. Her 8-year-old son was not injured. The apartment sustained some light smoke and carpet damage. The building houses 4 apartments altogether. None of the other 3 residences was damaged. The fire department ventilated the apartment and left the scene at around 10:25 a.m. Police in Red Oak report 2 people were arrested on separate charges Sunday. At around 6:30 p.m., Christopher James Kuhn of Atlantic turned himself into Red Oak police. Kuhn was wanted on a Montgomery County warrant for 5th-degree theft and on a warrant out of Pottawatomie County for a violation of probation. He was being held on $2,300 bond in the Montgomery County Jail while awaiting extradition to Pott County. And 33-year-old Tyler Anthony Bond of Red Oak was arrested at around 10:25 p.m. Sunday in the vicinity of Broadway and West Hammond Streets. Bond was charged with public intoxication and held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. A man from Rockport, Missouri was arrested Sunday evening in Adams County following a traffic stop. The Sheriff's Department says 21-year-old Hayden Lee Wood was taken into custody at around 7:30 p.m. for possession of marijuana. He was arrested after deputies smelled a strong odor of marijuana coming from inside the vehicle Wood was driving following a traffic stop on Highway 34 and Dogwood Avenue. Wood was being held at the Adams County Jail on $1,000 bond. A man who was allegedly making threats against 2 women in Council Bluffs was stabbed Sunday evening after breaking into the home of one of the women and allegedly trying to strangle her. Council Bluffs Police Sergeant Dave Dawson reports the suspect, 39-year-old David Leroy McKee, drove away from the scene of the crime in his pickup truck, but was stopped by police and found to be bleeding. He was transported to CHI Creighton in critical condition, suffering from several stab wounds. Dawson says that at around 5:45 p.m. Sunday, the Pottawatomie County Communications Center received a call from 55-year-old Linda Menard of Council Bluffs. The woman wanted to make a police report for threats made against her and 58-year-old Roberta Frank McKee, also of Council Bluffs. Uniformed officers had not yet arrived at Menard's residence at 3557 2nd Avenue when a 911 call was received at around 5:50 p.m. about an assault in progress and a possible stabbing. When police arrived, they learned that David McKee had fled in his 2002 Dodge Dakota pickup. The Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division determined David McKee had made several calls to Menard's cell phone throughout the day, with the last to Roberta Frank McKee when David McKee allegedly threatened to kill her. McKee arrived at Menard's residence a short time later, where he broke out the rear window and entered through the kitchen area. During a physical confrontation with both women, McKee used his hands in an alleged attempt to strangle Roberta Frank McKee, who grabbed a kitchen knife and stabbed the man. Roberta was injured during the incident but did not require medical attention. Menard was not hurt during the confrontation. The incident remains under investigation. In our funeral announcements, Clarice Tootie Behrens, age 81, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. A memorial mass for Tootie Behrens will be today at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Faye Matthews, age 95, of Orient, died Thursday in Creston. Funeral services for Faye Matthews will be today at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Mary Madison Beeman, age 66, of Stewart, died Thursday at the Greenfield Manor. A funeral mass for Mary Beeman will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Lyle Edward Peterson, age 79, of Harlan, died Thursday at his home. Memorial services for Lyle Peterson will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ella Mae Shaben, age 81, of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Ella Mae Chabon will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Diana Sue Pearson, age 67, of Atlantic, died January 5th at the Exira Care Center. A committal service for Diana Sue Pearson will be held Wednesday at 1 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Ella Stamp, age 83, of Avoca, died Saturday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Ella Stamp will be held Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Wilburn Morris, age 92, of Greenfield, died Tuesday in Greenfield. Graveside services for Wilburn Morris will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. F. McGregor, Greg Miller, age 78, of Harlan, died April 20th. A service of Thanksgiving for Greg Miller will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Scott Pedersen, age 39, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Services for Scott Pedersen are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. And Gerald Soper, age 82, of Adair, died Saturday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Oneida. Services for Gerald Soper are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.